We are learning Mesechlis Hairius, Daf Beis Amid Beis, but we are starting on Daf Beis Amid Aleph by the two dots, approximately five lines before the wide lines. So we learned in the Mishnah that if someone goes ahead and does Aveira the Chayav Karas, and Halacha is, if you do Aveira the Chayav Karas, B'shoigig, you bring a Chatas. But here, this person did this Aveira because he thought it was Mutter. Why do you think it was Mutter? Because Bezdin said it was Mutter. So it says in our Mishnah that Bezdin paskins that this Chelev is Mutter, and this Yochid himself goes and does this, eats this himself. So Lochid does not bring a carbon. Why not? Because he did it up in Bezdin. The Loch would be if Rav of Klai Yisrael, most of Klai Yisrael, more than 50% of Klai Yisrael did this Aveira, then they would bring a Par Helm Davos Shel Tzibur. But here, it was only a Yochid, or less than a Rav. They went ahead and did it. The halacha is that you don't bring a carbon. Why? Because he did it al pi bezdin. Now the problem is the lashon is a little bit double lashon. V'halach hayachid v'asa shoygi al piyim. Obviously, we chapit a shoygi. Could you say v'halach hayachid v'asa al piyim? What's a lashon shoygi? Zok tamar afreik tamar akasha v'nisdi v'asa al piyim. Why does it say v'shoygi lomali? Why is the word shoygi? Amarava shoygi la asuye, a different case. Lasuya case of Hiru Bezdin Shelev Mutter, talk like this case, the Bezdin said the Chelev is Mutter. When the Schalif Loi Chelev Bishuman. And Lamaisa, he was trying to eat a piece of Shuman. He was not trying to eat this piece of Chelev. But actually, this piece of Chelev Bezdin said was Mutter. But he wasn't trying to eat that, he was trying to eat Shuman. So really, it was a regular classic Shoigig where he makes a mistake and eats the Chelev instead of Shuman. But here, the Chelev was Mutter of Bezdin. So here, when the Schalif Loi Chelev Bishuman, the Achlu, the Loch is that you potter. Day Potter, al PM means al PM Amish. There's two cases. One case, this Potter, al PM, al PM Amish. Now the shaila is, what's the tzad that's called al PM Bezdin? Bishlam al PM Amish, we understand why he potter al PM Bezdin. Here, the mistake was I was trying to eat Shuman, I ate Chelev. Why is that called al PM Bezdin taka? Because the Gemara is saying now it's called al PM Bezdin, day Potter from the Kratos. So the Mice in the Sefer Argodol, he explains like this, that Be'etzem, this thing that he made the mistake and ate the Shuman instead of the Chelev, he ate the Chelev instead of the Shuman, is because of Bezdin he made the mistake. You know why? Because if Bezdin would have said this is Chelev, he would have been very careful. He would have kept away. But since he knew in back of his mind that this Chelev is Mutter, according to Bezdin, so therefore he wasn't so careful, and therefore he made the mistake. So really, this mistake happened because of Bezdin. Because if we knew it was real Chelev and not Bezdin said it was Mutter, he would be much more careful. So therefore, it's called up here. That's this man the Yama holds. And therefore, the extra word Shoigig teaches us two halachas here. First halacha is if you mix it up and this was Mutter, up here Bezdin is Chelev, it's Potter. And also up here Mamish is Potter. Ve'ikid Amri, some say not. Omar Rava, Shoigig up here with the Potter. Some say that in the opposite. That we learn after the words of V'halach Yachra Shoigig up here is to be Memayit that case. Ikad Amri, Amar Rava, Shoigig al piyim with the Potter. Amal Schav loy Chelev b'shuman va'ochlu chayiv. That Rava says like this, that Shoigig, that Taishan in the Mishnah is, Dafka Shoigig al piyim with Potter. But in Schav loy Chelev b'shuman, that's a regular Shoigig, it's not al piyim, then you'd be taka chayiv a carbon. So it's two versions of Rava over here. Either in the case of the Schav loy Shuman b'chelev, Chelev b'shuman, and he ate the Chelev instead of Shuman. And the Bezdin said Chelev is Mutter. Is that called up he Bezdin or not? That's two versions of Rava. So the Gemara most of the Pshit delay the Rava. Kamoy the Rava Chama. Really, Rava Chama had this exact shaila. By Rava Chama, how your Bezdin Chelev Mutter? Bezdin Paskin that a certain Chelev is Mutter. Vinis Chav Loib Shuman and this guy Ruvain was eating pieces of meat and he ate instead. He was planning eating the Shuman, that's the piece of fat that's kosher, and he ate the Chelev, which is also kosher according to the Bezdin. Va'achlu Mao. So that was his shayla, Rabbi Chava shayla. So Amar Rava, Tashema, let's try to bring a raya from our Mishnah. So in one version, it reads a raya like this, Tashema, Amar Rava, Tashema, Haloch Yachid, Vasa Shoig HaPiyam, if the Yachid went ahead and was Shoig HaPiyam, and the Diyak is like this, Shoig HaPiyam, why is it the word Shoig HaPiyam, Shoig HaPiyam, Lamali, Lav La Suye Hoiru Bezdin, Shechelev Mutter, V'nischaf Loi Chelev B'shuman, V'ochlu Deye Potter. So he's saying that what's the extra word Shoigig in the Mishnah? Must be to teach us that even that gets called Api Bezdin. So he's brought a raya to Rama Chama. So the Mara says, no, it's not a raya. Maybe the type's different. Dilma shoygi opiyam, who the potter is, if I care, the word shoygi opiyam is saying dafka shoygi, which means you eat the chalev because of bez, then that's his potter. But if you eat the chalev because I made a mistake, even if Ben's is potter, it's still not kol api bez, then yichayiv chatas is your case. If it's chalev to yichalev v'shum v'ochlu is chayiv. So if it's not a raya. So we have Rama Chama shayla, the next shayla. We have a toshima from our Mishnah, from the extra word shaygig, and he says, no, maybe the extra word shaygig is the same for a carrot, that it has to be dafka, a real shaygig, where I ate it because of Bezdin. Ikadarmi, the other way went,
huh? This is when, like, the first lashon?
When Rava brings a ride, it goes like the first lashon, yeah. And Ikadarmi, that Omar Rava, he brought a ride the other way. Omar Rava, Toshima, Halach, Yochid, Vasa, Shaygig, Apiem, my love, Shaygig, Apiem, with the potter, Al Meschav, Vachayab, Shum, Achlu, Chayiv. That Fakir, he learned in the first Hashkafa Roshon of Rav was the Mishnah saying that Dafka Shoyig Apia means he ate B'Shoyigig and not if he made a mistake. And so it's a Raya that the Shoyig is Chayiv Chatos to Rav Muhammad Shaila. The Mishnah says, no, Dilma, Oy Shoyigig, Oy Apia. Or maybe it's either or is Chayiv, and maybe even a guy who made a mistake, is also called Apiyam. Like we spoke out from the Argadol, the Pshat is, again, is because that's called Shoygig, because he wasn't as careful. He wasn't as careful. If Bezin said Achir was Mutter, he wasn't as careful not to mix it up. So that would be a tzad, it's called Apiyam. On the other hand, Lemaisa, it's not Apiyam. He made a mistake to eat it. And therefore, that's the Shayla, V'chayiv Chatzis or not. And the Gemara brings down, it's really Machlaikis. But Plukta, it's really Machlaikis between Rav and Rabbi Yechonon. But Plukta, Hayru bezdin shechelev mutter of neschaf loy chelev b'shumon. There's a machloik. There's really machloik is amaroyim. We're bezdin paskin that chelev is mutter. V'neschaf loy chelev b'shumon, and you got mixed up, which means that this piece of chelev was mutter according to bezdin. Lamais, he was trying to eat a piece of shumon which is definitely kosher, and he mixed it up and he ate the chelev. Rav amar potter. Rav amar potter. Rav says you potter from chatos. Why? That's cool. Pi bezdin. Rabbi Yechonon Machayev, that's not cool up Bezdin. Meisvei, with 6 lines on the bottom. Meisvei, Ma'am Oretz Ba'asoyse. That's your kasha. The Brisa brings down a pasuk, which is the pasuk which says that a yochid is chayev chatos. It says in the pasuk, Vim nefesh eches achas techta v'shkogo, Ma'am Oretz, one of the people, one of the Ma'am Oretz, Ba'asoyse achas mitzvah Hashem, Hashem, Loisa, Seno, Va'oshem, they bring a chatos. Now it says me ama oretz. We darshan that not every person brings a chatos, only from the people of the land. Not everyone. So what are being memayit? So the brisa says we're coming to memayit is prat le mumar, coming to exclude a mumar that a mumar is not chayiv a chatos. He cannot bring a chatos. He can't get the kapara of chatos. Rabbi Shimon ben Yosi, Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon, that you don't need a miyit of me ama oretz. It's a mispashto svara. Hari Omer in the pasuk it says, Asher loisa seno b'shkogo va'oshem oyhoida alav chatosai. That's a pasuk actually by the Nasi Yechta, but it's by a chatos. And it says over there that he did something he shouldn't have done, and then oyhoida, and he found out that he did something wrong. So we darshin hashav midiyosai mevi karbin al shugosai loyishav midiyosai mevi karbin al shugosai. The only type of person brings a karbin is if after he finds out, he said, I never would have done that. And that's, therefore, Mumar, even after he finds out, he doesn't care, the Mumar. So therefore, it's possible to bring a carbon. He's not Shav Miyadiyase. The only person who can bring a carbon is someone who is Shav Miyadiyase. A Mumar is not Shav Miyadiyase. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, I don't need a Miyad. A Mumar is Pashtun and Svara, does not bring a carbon chatos. So Freit the Gemara, what's in Mekvarat Kashtos? Here also, Isa, Haliloi Shav Miyadiyase hu. He's a kasha, is like the Chari over here. If you would have told him, by the way, you know, you, by mistake, you're eating chalev, he wouldn't have stopped because Bezin said it's mutter. So the Gemara is asking, once we know this, he saw it called Shav Miyadiyasai, how could you hold that a case where Bezin said chalev, this chalev is mutter, and you mixed up the shuman, you ate the chalev, we say that you're chayev. Why? Because it's not called Pi Bezdin. Freit the Gemara, kasha, l'chari, it's not Shav Miyadiyasai. It's not Shav Miyadiyase. Here, if you would have known, it's only, hey, you know, that's chalev. He would have kept eating it, because Ben says mutter. So it's not Shav Miyadiyase. So how can you bring a carbon? Amar Yidikasha? Postakasha? Amar Papa, the more answers, Dr. Papa, big aside, Kusav Rabbi Yechonon, Kivin Dechim Isyadu Beidina, since if Bezda would have chapped and making a mistake, Hadri Behu, Behu Nami Hodabe, he also would have stopped, Shav Miyadiyase Karina Bey. It's called Hashav Miyadiyase Vechayev. So we're saying over here that this is called Shav Miyadiyase. And Rashi speaks out, But still, if you eat that chalev, if you're still in a case where you eat the chalev mamish al pihem, so there, it's still, so why you potter then? So why taki you potter then? If you eat the chalev mamish al pihem, we say this is only if you mix it up. So we're saying that the Gemara's kasha was, so why are you chayiv? I said shav midasai. Teretz is because that's called shav midasai, because if Bez would have known, you would have been chayiv. So let me ask something. So why if you eat the, if you eat at mamash apim, why you part this? It's called shav midasai. It's called shav
midasai.
Hypothetical.
Huh? The whole thing's hypothetical.
No, this was a hypothetical. Here is the hypothetical. Exact same case. The hypothetical also. If Bez would have known, it's called shav midasai. It's called, so here also, there also. So Rashi asks his kasha. And answers Rashi, because it's a different reason why you potted it. The reason why you potted in our Mishnah by doing a pibez is not because you wouldn't have shavim midasa. The reason why you potted is, because it is called a shavim midasa. The reason why you potted in our Mishnah is a new gzeres akasav that toilo b'das bezdin is potted. Rashi speaks out, it's on the left side, and Amar HaPapa, Rashi says, Aval hecha da osha al pia mamish, afik av the ilo av a yadil a bezdin av a hodibu, v'hu nami av a hodibay, v'hav a shavim midasa. Still a filachi potter, mishatola mamish v'das bezdin. You tell mamish v'das bezdin. What Rashi means to say is, and that's exeris akosav. Like Amon Beis, we'll see from a pasuk that toil v'das bezdin is potter.
Even if you would have known Bez made a mistake,
it's still shav midasa. Yeah, if Bez would know, they would be chayzer. Right, so it's Bez b'shichayv chatos. Bez b'shichayv chatos because it's shav midasa. It's a new thing. If you do out be bezdin, you potter. It's a new din. Do something out be bezdin, you potter. So you couldn't have told me that. The reason why I do something with Bezdin's part there is because if I wouldn't even know what I'm doing, I'm not going to be chayzer because I think it's mutter. So saying the heter is not because it's not shav midasa. The heter is because of toil das Bezdin. Omer Rava. Now Rav holds that you chayiv in such a case, right? Rav holds that if you do, if you in schalif loy chaylev b'shuman, which means you're trying to eat shuman, you eat chaylev, the loch is that in such a case you're part. No, Rav holds. We're talking about potter now. Rav holds that you're potter. Is that right?
I'm not right.
Yeah, Rav holds that you're potter. We're going to try to say that on the other. Rav holds you're potter. Zok Rava that Rav holds potter. Moi de Rav she'ain mashlum l'rev tzibur. The loch is that even though it's called Tehillah B'das Bezdin, we know that if a rev tzibur is Tehillah B'das Bezdin, what's that loch? You bring a parham d'av shel tzibur. That's the loch. Rev of klai yishol eats chaylev. It's called Tehillah. But that's bezdin and it's parhelm davar shel tzibur. Right. Let's say it's exactly 50%, and then one guy eats the chalev because he made a mistake. He tried to eat shuman. So according to Rav, Yishtaina, Lachar, it's called Tehillah Bezdin, that should make it now right. You bring a parhelm davar shel tzibur. So Amar Rav, Amoy de Rav, She'ena mas rev tzibur. My time, Amar Kro, Bishkaga, it's you, Kulam Shkaga Achaz. It has to be one Shkaga, and this is not all one Shkaga. Dr. Gemara Vait explained the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah had two cases. The first case of our Mishnah was that you were toila v'das bezdin, that the guy went ahead and ate chalev because he said in bezdin said it's mutter. And so it says three different ways. Either he did it together with bezdin, or the bezdin did it first and then he did it. So it's clearly he's doing it. All these cases are clearly he's doing it machmas bezdin. And the third case, even went alone and do it and did it, still it's called api bezdin. And the case is your potter. The second set of the Mishnah was where he knew it was a mistake. The guy eating the chalev knew it was a mistake. So it says, say if you ate it together with them. Say if you ate it after them. And say if you ate it yourself, you're chayiv. So the Gemara has a kash like this. Lomali a mistake called hani. Why do I have to give every case? Bishlam a reish, loizu afzuk tani. The reish is a bigger chish than next. The reish is saying case where he did it api bezdin. So saying, not only is the first case clearly api bezdin because he did it together with them, and not only the second case looks like api bezdin because he did it after them, even did it himself, it's called api bezdin. So that's a good chiddush. Saying still, it's potter, it's called api bezdin. But in the second case, we're trying to say he did it alone. So what are we saying? Once you tell me that if he did it together with bezdin, he's still chayiv because it's called doing it alone. I've had that in the case we did it himself, he's chayiv. So what's going on here? El seifa dilchiyuv ipchom barle. Say the opposite. It just say, if he did it alone, not only if he did it alone, he did it with them, and not only did it with them, he did it together with them, he's still chayiv because of piyatzva. He said it all the way around. The Mishnah go all the way around. And for the Gemara, you're right. The top on base now. Base on base. Zu ve'ein tzarech loy ma'zu katani. Echanami, it's zu ve'ein tzarech loy ma'zu. Echanami, Mishnah saying is this, and of course this. And of course in the first case, Zubitz, once you say the first case, then of course the second two cases, of course, is chayiv. If the first case we did together with the whole bezdin, you're still chayiv. So of course, if you do it yourself, you're chayiv. So zuv ain't tzarich lomar zug tani. The Mishnah says v'yoda echad mehem. The second case of our Mishnah, the second part of our Mishnah was talking about the guy knew it was a mistake. There, he brings a chatas. He can't say toilu b'das bezdin. So it says v'yoda echad mehem shetol, which means one of the dayanim knew he made a mistake. Or someone who is listening to this psak, and if someone's royal lahara. So tarti lomali, why do you have to say both cases? Yada, one of the yonim and a tamad ra. If you know it's a mistake, it's a mistake. Tarti lomali, amarava itzrich. Sakadayat ramina, that the only time it's called adas atzma is hanibili gom vesover. If this person knows learning and knows how to understand dava mitech dava, which means not only does he have yedias, he also has a lamdan as well. That's the only time where it's considered das atzmai. Av a gomer loy sover loy, but you would think that someone who's gomer veloy sover, he can't really understand something, so he can't be a dayin. So then he's not mashma on the yana. Maybe he's not called das atzmai mashma on yet. And so it comes out the word talmud veroy lahira means a guy who's gomer veloy sover. He has ideas, but he can't really. Not shavig lamdan. Omle abaya lohira gomer v'sover mashma. If he says he's a talmud royal lohira, it sounds like he's a gomer v'sover. He knows how to learn. He knows how to learn as well. So omle. So rub his head back. You're right, but it's extra word we're dashing from. Omle ano hach kamina. Ima he have a mina hanim el gomer v'sover. Av a gomer loy sover. Loi that there you're not called das atzmoi tana royal lohira. But mishnah yisera. It's extra word. Teach us a filu gomer v'loy sover, and some garis as well as or sover v'loy gomer, which a lot of acharim don't like it because it's very hard to be a sover v'loy gomer. You can't be a lamed without knowing how to learn, so that's what we take out the words. Rashi's mashma not the garis that a filu gomer gets. The bottom line is that we're learning in our mishnah is that the royal arah is teaching us even if the guy is not mamish top level, but if he understands and he knows how, he knows learning a bissel and he knows it's a mistake, then that's cool. That's atzmai. The gemara says for the royal arah. Going man, give me an example, like who's royal ara? Amarava kun Shimon ben Azai with Shimon ben Zayma. An example would be Shimon ben Azai or Shimon ben Zayma. These were two Talmidim who just sit in front of the Chachamim. They were royal ara. They were even bigger than the Rabbeim. That's how big they were. They were very big. Shimon ben Azai, Shimon ben Zayma. That's an example of royal ara. Amalei Abaya says, you tell me those people go ahead and do it. The Bezdin makes a psak. And they go ahead and they eat the chalet. The halach is they bring a chatos because they're doing a das atzmai. I'm like, Abayik, you have no mazid. That they're mazid then. They don't bring a chatos, they're mazid. They know it's a mistake. They're eating the chalet, it's amazing. Frek the achronim, the Be'er asked the kasha. Why is the kasha dafka now? Learn the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Yodah Zotol, Royal Ra. It says, you bring a chatos. What do you mean they're mazid? So on that, the answer is that. It just said Astam Royal Rod, those guys maybe are making a mistake. They even to themselves are saying, no man, I'm making a mistake. I'm not 100% sure. My Bezdin knows much more than me. But if it's Shimon Azai who knows much more than them, so what's the tzad over here that there it's like that? What's the tzad? They know what's better. So of course there to be amazing. So Gemara says, I'm gonna bring you a first Braisa that says that we're talking about Shimon Azai. Latameh, hold the times in the Braisa, Basoyachas, Yochid or Isa Piat Bechayev. A yachida does piyat v'ischai. V'ra'as bezdin is potter. V'yod bezdin is potter. Ketzad, and the Bryce's example, Horu bezdin shcheiv mutter. Bezdin passes shcheiv is mutter. V'noid lechem em shtol. One of them knows it's a mistake. Or a Talmud Yosef named Reuel Ra. Or it's a Talmud is Reuel Ra knows it's a mistake. Gun Shimon, and the Bryce says, Gun Shimon ben Azai. Yachl ye potter. Maybe it should be potter. Talmud Leiv, but asoy soy achas. Yachl ois a piyatzma. If you do a piyatzma, yachai. V'ra'as bezdin is potter. So, he says back to Abaya, the man said, what do you want from me? It's a Bryce. Bryce is clear that I told my example, Shimon Azai. So what do you have to say? So you have to say that what's the mistake? L'hechem is chayes be amazed. L'hechem is kachas lo'agun d'yodah d'asa. He knew it's asa. V'kotai b'mitzvah l'shmoy d'v'chacham. And we're saying, even Shimon Azai is making that mistake. They made a mistake, b'mitzvah l'shmoy d'v'chacham. That if the whole Bezdin is saying something, for them, there's a mitzvah l'shmoy d'v'chacham. There's a case of mitzvah shmoy d'ver chachamim, and maybe just listen. L'din amin tov mitzvah shmoy d'ver chachamim. So maybe also, here also, I'm saying, just like the braisa means mitzvah d'ver chachamim, I'm just telling that the mistake was, b'mitzvah l'shmoy d'ver chachamim is the mistake. That's the mistake they made, and therefore it's called a shogeg, and you bring a chatas. What? No, that psak is right. That psak is right. It's mitzvah shvei yeruchim that the psak is right. And that's they made a mistake, and therefore that's the shogeg. So the Gemara right, it says in the Mishnah with a klal at the end. Zak klal. Atoyla ba'atzmo is chayy. Atoyla ba'atz bezin is potter. Lasuyim mai. What are we coming to teach us? So the Atoyla ba'atzmo is coming to teach us. Lasuyim mevayet bahara. That if someone, he never listens to bezin. All of a sudden they say chaylev is mutter. All of a sudden they become a, you know, the chusid over there, and they also they start listening to it. Then that's not called a pi bezdin because you never listen to bezdin, and that would be called pi atzmai. La'suyim avayit b'hira, and then all of a sudden here he starts listening to them and eating the chaylev. That's a case of a toilev das atzmai, not toilev das acherim,
and
yichayev taka chatas.
No,
he doesn't know himself. This is amaris. This guy's avayit b'hira. But he never listens to them, and now he say, "Oh, I'm telling him that's bezdin." He can't say that because he never listens to them. Toila be bezdin la asuye hayru. What's that coming to teach us? La asuye hayru bezdin v'yadu shato. This is coming to teach us a case of hayru bezdin v'yadu shato v'chazu behem. A case where bezdin paskin achirav's mutter. And they know they made a mistake in the chazer. And after that, this guy ate it. Why did he eat it? He didn't know about the chazara. Is that still called Teil B'das Bezdin? On one hand, you could say that if Bezdin already was chazer, even though you were eating him at Das Bezdin, there's no Das Bezdin anymore. On the other hand, he's only eating it at Das Bezdin. So it's really a mishnah later on. And the halacha is that there you're also a potter. So we're coming to include that case. Lasuye Hayru Bezdin, we're going to include that Bezdin. Hayru Bezdin, Yosef Tov, Chazu Behem. That there you potter because called adas bezdin. It's a first mishnah in the next mishnah. So the Gemara tana v'hadma farish. That it's really it says the general rule, and then in the next mishnah it's mefarishit. Here it's general rule, and the next mishnah it's mefarish what the case is that hori bezdin yoshtov and the chazubam that you're still called toil adas bezdin.